Hey, Ultra Family, Justin Tu here, your host today of the Ultra Cycling Show. Thanks for joining us for another sprint round race report with young Adam Ashwell, who won first place in the 12-hour standard category at Bessie's Creek 24 in Texas in the United States. Thanks for joining me on the show today, and well done, Adam.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, let's get started with the sprint round race report. It's a fun series of interesting questions where you'll be challenged to answer each of them within a set time limit, ranging from 10 seconds to 60 seconds. And don't worry, Adam, you won't be disqualified for going over time. So let's get rolling with your very first question. Who are you in a nutshell?
Okay, I'm Adam Ashwell. I live in Fort Scott, Kansas. I work at Walmart, and I'm an ultra endurance cyclist.
Nice. That's a great addition at the end. Describe the event with one word.
Challenging.
I
Very
can
challenging.
imagine for that distance and for the amount of miles that you did. Okay, why did you choose this event specifically? It's in Texas, but you don't live there, right?
Right. So I chose this event because it was really the flattest time trial that I knew of in this region, and I wanted to be able to have an opportunity to go and personal best my most I've ever done in 12 hours.
Nice. Good reasons, of course. Okay, how did you feel, scale 1 to 10?
To be honest, at the start I was about an 8. And this is going to sound really weird, but at the finish, I was probably about an 8 or a 9 as well. I actually felt really good at the finish, so I stayed in that good region all day, really. In the middle of the day, I had some issues, but I made it all up in the end.
That's so cool. I'm glad. Sounds like a great experience. Always nice. Okay, what was your goal versus your result?
Okay, so I had a goal of 240 miles and no more stop time than 100 seconds. I
Wow.
actually ended up with 235 miles and 10 minutes of stop time because I had to go to the bathroom a lot at the beginning.
Well, still very impressive. Well done. That's so awesome. Okay, so how much time did you spend off the saddle, you said? 10 minutes?
Yeah, so it was roughly 10 minutes, just a little bit less. I think it was like 9 minutes and 56 seconds, which is a lot more than I wanted. But I felt a lot better with the longer breaks.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, sometimes you can't burn the candle at both ends, right? So, all right. Describe the course for us, Adam.
Okay, so it's a very flat, windy, and open course. Obviously, it's down on the southern side of Texas. So the weather is quite, you can't expect it. You have to prepare for the worst, obviously. But it's a very challenging course, very bumpy, but you can go pretty fast on it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and you've got a need for speed, and you did a lot of miles there. It's a great job. Okay, what time did you start?
So I started at 7 o'clock in the morning on April 3rd.
Nice. Nice early start, but not too early. What was your
Yeah.
average power and then your max power?
So we'll start with my average. My average power was 178 watts. And then my max power was 709 watts, I think.
Cool. Good numbers. Okay, how about your average speed and your max speed?
Average moving speed was a flat 20 miles an hour. And then my max speed was 33 miles an hour, I believe. It's a very flat
Wow.
course. There's not a lot of downhill, so.
Yeah. Cool. Nice numbers. Okay, how about your cadence, max and average?
average cadence was 82, max was 104, I think. So I kept pretty consistent cadence all day.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's a nice high cadence.
Yeah.
Your average heart rate and your max heart rate.
Okay, so I did not bring, well, I brought my heart rate monitor with me, but I didn't get it to pair with my bike computer, so I didn't have a heart rate monitor. I was just basing straight off of power the whole race.
Okay, cool. Yeah, power's really great. You did,
Yeah.
you performed really well, so nicely done. Okay, how many calories did you burn and how many did you eat?
Okay, so I consumed about somewhere, I believe it was around the 3,000 calorie range I consumed, and I burned just a little under 7,500.
Holy moly. That's a lot of pizza or cheesecake, or I can't remember what your favorite thing was in our full session together.
It was cheesecake.
Cheesecake. All right, cool. Okay, how many toilet breaks did you end up taking?
Okay, so the first 5 laps, I actually had to stop and urinate just because I was drinking so much and I wanted to stay on top of my hydration. So I think I stopped a total of 7 times, which I wasn't going to complain. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you had a great result. So you've definitely figured things out there. Okay, I'm guessing no sleep breaks during this event?
No sleep breaks. My crew was pushing me. I was actually having a hard time staying awake on my bike because I'd been crewing for the past 2 days. And then going out and then racing for 12 hours, it was kind of difficult. So they gave me some caffeine late in the race. And that helped a lot.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Who were you crewing for?
So it was my buddy, Mike Phillips, who lives out in Locust Grove, Virginia. He was doing the 511-mile event, and he was trying to qualify for Ram. But he came just a couple hours short. He had some pretty brutal conditions to deal with. He had some high wind, and then he had got really cold, and he just had a difficult time staying awake. He finished about 39 hours, which was still really great.
Oh, yeah, huge ride, but... Yeah, that's insane that you were crewing just before your big ride. Well done. Okay, how did your speed and power profile look like throughout the event?
Okay, so I started off pretty easy. I was averaging about 21 for the first couple laps. Just starting off pretty easy, I knew that the race was never won in the first couple hours. And my speed was, and average power was looking pretty consistent for the first 6 hours. Then I kind of died off in the later part of the race. And then about 9.5 hours in, I got revived and my power and speed went up through the roof. My fastest lap was actually my 15th lap. So I was over 200 miles in before I did my fastest lap. So actually ended up going faster as the race went on.
Geez, you should have gone for 24 then.
Yes.
Okay, which bicycle did you use?
I used my 2014 Cervelo P3.
Wow, nice. Now, I've seen that on social media. We'll have to share a link to that photo because it is an impressive machine.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what gearing were you using on that?
So I have a 5339 on the front, and then I have an 1128 on the back, which obviously with it being such a flat course, I never used my little chain ring. I think I was in the big chain ring the whole day. And then I didn't go past the 20th cog on the back. I think I was 11 through 20 all day.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, good setup. Okay, what size tire and what tire pressure?
Okay. So it seems kind of contradicting. I know a lot of people... This isn't going to sound right, but I was running a 22 millimeter tubular rear tire on my disc wheel, and I had that on 130 PSI. And then on the front, I had a Continental Grand Prix 4000 25 millimeter tire at 100 PSI. So,
very interesting. Yeah. A lot of thought behind your setup.
Yeah.
Okay. How many sets of clothing did you use? Was it just one?
Yeah, it was just one. Actually, I didn't take off any clothes. I started with arm warmers. I stayed in arm warmers all day. The temperature didn't go up more than 10 degrees from the start, so it stayed pretty fairly consistent. And I didn't change clothes or anything. Perfect.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. It was nice to have good conditions during grueling rides. All right, what was your overall race strategy?
Okay, so my objective was to start off very, very consistent and then set off like in the middle throughout the middle of the race and then try to make up for it in the last couple hours. And I knew for my past performances that was going to be very difficult to do, but it worked out amazingly because on the first every single lap I think my lowest position was third place out of the whole field. So I stayed in third place almost all day. I actually didn't get in second place until I didn't pass the leader until over 200 miles in. But honestly, my race strategy went straight to plan, fuel strategy, straight to plan, which was just to have a bottle an hour, flipping through different types of nutrition. And it worked miraculously. It was amazing.
That's so cool. All right. How did it feel when you passed, the second and then the first place?
Okay. So When I passed John Schlitter, I don't know if you've heard of that guy, but he lives down in Florida. He's the owner of Schlitter Bicycles. It's recumbent. I was under the impression he was actually leading it all day, which I guess he was. And then the guy who won the recumbent category passed him. But I passed him 10 hours in. I'm like, wow, I have a good chance of winning this thing. And I was like, if I can keep up with John Schlitter, I think I'm doing pretty all right. So it was a big motivator right there.
Yeah, that's really cool. Always nice to have a carrot to chase. Thanks for answering that bonus question. All right, back on track. What did you use for nutrition? Snacks, food, hydration?
So I started, I have Hammer Nutrition, Hammer Heed, and then Hammer Perpetuum, and then water. And I alternated between the three. Since my average lap took me about 40 to 45 minutes, 45 minutes at the latest, I was able to down a bottle each lap. And it just worked perfect. The whole race just went perfect. I also used Pepto-Bismol based on past experiences from racing. I learned Pepto-Bismol puts a good coating around the stomach, and that helped with any gastrointestinal issues. And my stomach was settled all day. The race was perfect. I also took down one Hammer Nutrition bar, and that was it. All liquid. Wow,
cool. You're really getting things dialed in, Adam. Well done. Great progression through the races that we've tracked you in the last year or so. So glad you figured it out. Who was your support crew?
Okay, so when I started, it was this lady named Carrie Eckerman. She lives in Austin, Texas. She's a massage therapist. She was an amazing crew member. And once Mike finished his 511-mile race, he ended up crewing for me too. So those two were the greatest support crew I could ever ask for. They were just amazing. I could never ask for a better crew.
Oh, that's awesome, Adam. I'm sure they're very proud of you. Okay, what's a difficult segment in this race for you?
Definitely 150 miles in. It started raining and the wind picked up, and it made it very, very, very difficult to stay on track and to keep motivated. And I just got really tired. But I got out of that phase, and I just felt better as the day went on. After that 9.5 hour mark, I just something clicked and I just felt better.
That's nice. A second wind.
Yeah.
All right. What's the most boring segment or time for you?
Oh gosh. Probably about 6 hours in. Got really bored just because I hadn't seen anybody for laps. I was like, am I even on the right course? Like, what's going on?
Oh, wow.
There was nobody out there. I mean, I was still cruising at like 20, 22 miles an hour. So I'm like, I should have seen people, but there were just, I felt like I kept passing the same people all day, and it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. It plays with your mind, huh?
Interesting. Yeah, it does.
Okay. What was the most enjoyable segment or time for you?
Definitely hour 11. When I started feeling a lot better, I just started flying, and I just felt amazing. It was so happy. Also, the sun came out, which made it even better, which after that rain and that wind, that sun coming out just made it amazing.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, what kept you motivated during the 12 hours?
Oh gosh. So I think it was some source of internal motivation, knowing that, you know, my last race I did, that virtual World Time Trial Championships, I didn't finish. I guess I considered I did finish, but I didn't reach my expectations, and I really wanted to make up for that. And I didn't want to quit this. I knew that this was going to be the big race for the year, and I didn't want to take a chance and lose it. And so I just, that motivation, possibly, I don't want to ever have that feeling of quitting ever again. So that's what kept me, my motor burning.
Well, well done, Adam. It's not easy to pick yourself back up from a defeat like the last one, but you've exceeded your own expectations, and I'm sure everyone is extremely proud of you. Thanks for sharing your story with us. It's nice to capture it. Okay, any unexpected situations during this race?
Yeah, 4 hours in, I got off course. The guy who runs the race, he doesn't do very well signage on the road. You have to definitely ride the course the day before. And I've actually ridden it twice, and actually got the Strava KOM on it. But I was going and I lost concentration and I missed their little sign on the side of the road, and I went down like an extra like half mile. So I lost some miles, but I mean, it was no more than a mile loss, but that was like, I wasn't expecting to get off course.
Yeah, very interesting. It goes to show, I guess, huh? You really got to stay focused. It's a challenge. Okay, what lessons did you learn? Anything you'd change for the next time?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. Probably want to learn to pee off my bike. I know that seems like a really TMI issue, but I wasted so much time stopping and peeing that, I mean, if I just learned to pee off my bike, I mean, that would have saved 10 minutes. You know, that would have saved everything. My race would have gone perfect at that point. You know, but I got to learn how to do that. That's for sure. I tried doing it and I'm like, I just can't do it. There's something about it. I couldn't do it, but I need to learn and change that next time, because that will save so much time.
Yeah, very interesting. We'll look forward to hearing back on the report in your next race to see if you've mastered that.
Yeah.
Okay, how long did it take you to recover from this race? Any injuries to report?
Okay, so this is going to sound a little TMI, but I couldn't feel my private area for 36 hours after the race. It was completely numb, and I was kind of concerned about it. I thought that if I didn't have anything fix it within the next couple of days, I was going to have to go to a hospital and have them check it out. But everything recovered fine. I was back on my bike that Monday and was out on a little 15-mile ride, and everything was pretty much just back to normal from there. I recovered really well.
That's great. That things worked out there. Very important. Now, is there something that you would change? Maybe your setup, your position on the bike, or something that may address that for the future?
So definitely a different saddle. My spare bike that I brought with me had the Infinity seat on there, which I strongly regret not putting on my Cervelo, because the Cervelo seat, the seat I have on there right now, is a very, very hard compact saddle, and it doesn't allow a lot of circulation in that area. But the Infinity seat would have made it to where I would have had no issues. Definitely next time, put the Infinity seat on there. That would have made it to where I would have had no issues whatsoever.
All right. We'll look forward to that race report. Tips for others who are interested in participating in this event.
Okay. So definitely train in the wind. That is the biggest obstruction out there, is to train in the wind. Because, I mean, I'm from Kansas, and to me, even it was windy. And you know, it was only going, you know, 10, 11 miles an hour, but you could just truly feel it out there because it was just so open. Also, if you're going and doing that event, highly recommend getting used to riding in high traffic. Cause in the mornings, the traffic is very, very bad. So you got to get used to riding in high traffic and dealing with angry drivers.
Oh, interesting. So it's not a closed course.
Very much not.
Yeah. So that adds a whole nother dynamic to the race. Okay, so what is your next event, Adam?
Okay, so I've been playing around with the ideas. Obviously, I'm going to Oceanside, California later this year to go crew for Race Across America. But I believe that my next real race is going to be the Marmaton Massacre mountain bike race here in Fort Scott. I'm going to do the marathon race, which is 4 hours long, and then the next day, the Cat 2 race. And then from there, we'll see what happens.
Sounds fun, Adam. You're always keeping yourself busy there, getting a lot of experience, and it's showing and paying off. Okay, anything else you'd like to share from this this event, this race?
Well, I mean, I would, if anybody's planning on doing anything like this, just train a lot. You know, there's a lot of people that did this race that they suffered a lot doing it. But most importantly, just get those miles in. I know there's a lot of people who come to races and stuff like this, and they think, well, I'm prepared. Well, you're probably not prepared enough. You got to over prepare for events like this, or any race, or anything you do. Always come extra prepared, and always prepare more. I mean, I thought I had enough training going in it to do 240 miles, but you know, stuff happens. You just gotta wick it off and just move on, you know.
Yeah, totally. Always a lot to learn from every race. So well done, Adam. Thanks for sharing with us in the Sprint Round Race Report. really fascinating to hear about your experiences, but also really glad to see that you found a lot of great success in this race, especially compared to the virtual World Time Trial Championships a couple months ago. And keep it up. We're really looking forward to seeing your race report in the next event. I'm sure you'll do very well. Take care of yourself. Tailwinds for your upcoming events and also all of your training.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having you back soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. See ya.
See ya.